Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Eugene Volokh is our guest for the next 20 minutes or so. He's a Gary T. Schwartz Professor of Law, UCLA Law School. And we've heard about Hillary Clinton being in the Senate, voting for a pay raise for the executive, and under the Constitution, you're not supposed to be able to serve if in the term right before that you voted yourself a pay raise in the executive. That's basically how it boils down. And there's other things like if you're an executive in government, you're not supposed to go overseas and get involved in policy with private groups unauthorized by the State Department or whatever. And they do that with the Bilderberg Group and other things. So I wanted to talk to him about how they get away with not following this. I saw him cited in the Judicial Watch case that they filed against Hillary Clinton. Judicial Watch files lawsuit challenging Hillary Clinton appointment on behalf of State Department Foreign Service officer. So that's why we have Eugene Volokh on with us today, UCLA law professor. Sir, thanks for coming on.
Very much my pleasure.
What's really going on here? How does Hillary get away with this?
Well, so the Constitution says that no senator shall, during the time for which he was elected, be appointed to any civil office, such as, for example, the cabinet, which shall have been created or the emoluments whereof shall have been increased during such time. So what happened was that Congress increased the salary for Secretary of State during the time that essentially during Senator Clinton's latest term, but then it decreased the salary for that very same office when it looked like Senator Clinton was being appointed. So the question is whether that situation where the emoluments of the office shall have been increased during such time because they were once increased, even though later decreased, or whether that doesn't constitute emoluments having been increased because, on balance, after the plus and the minus, the emoluments are precisely the same as at the start of her term. That's the constitutional question.
So it's a letter of the law versus spirit of the law question.
Well, it's not really clear what the spirit of the law is. You might say the spirit of the law is to avoid any possible incentive for legislators to increase salaries.
I'm no constitutional law scholar like yourself, but it seems this is the supreme law of the land. It needs to be honored. So don't you want to go on the more conservative side and say that she shouldn't be able to do this?
Well, remember, the Constitution doesn't just have this provision. The Constitution also has, in Article 2, another pretty important provision, which is the president shall have the power to appoint officers. So the Constitution quite deliberately creates a scheme during which the president can choose those people whom he wants to serve and implement his policy. So on the one hand, it gives the president this power. On the other hand, it limits the power. That the limitation should somehow be read extra assertively as opposed to the grant of power being read extra assertively. I think we should read both of them reasonably, and the question is whether shall have been increased should be interpreted as referring to any increase during that term or just an aggregate increase.
So it's another separation of powers issue where they set it up perfectly to really create gridlock.
No, I don't think that's right. The framers deliberately gave the executive very broad authority to select whomever he pleases as his officers, as his cabinet members, subject, of course, to confirmation by the Senate. But they imposed this limitation that in some measure limits it. I don't think that this fosters gridlock. It does affect the kind of salaries that can be paid in the way they can be increased. I will say, if you do care about the spirit of the law, it's not clear to me that the spirit of the provision has been violated here either. That it's not like Senator Clinton is getting any extra money in her pocket because of the raise. In fact, the whole point of the diminution of the salary when she was about to be appointed is to make sure she doesn't get any extra money.
What about the letter of the law? We'll come back and talk about that on the other side. And then I want to pick your brain about a few other constitutional issues as well. We appreciate our guest joining us. He is a UCLA Law School professor. We'll be right back.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're talking to law professor at UCLA Law School, Eugene Volokh, about this controversy about Hillary Clinton raising the executive branch cabinet pay and then changing it back. I mean, lawyers have to give some opinion on this, though. I mean, it looks 50-50 down the middle. What is your opinion, sir?
Well, I do think it's a pretty close case. I think that precedent, in this case legislative rather than judicial precedent, cuts in favor of the constitutionality of this. Fixes to the emoluments problem have been around for several decades. That's from the start of the 20th century. They've been not uncommon since about 1970. They're actually called the Saxby fix, after the name of a particular appointee for whom such a statute was enacted.
What is previous?
Both Democratic and Republican administrations have taken advantage of them. There's one exception, the Reagan administration. One reason that Justice Kennedy is on the court now is that Senator Hatch, who had been considered as an option by the Reagan administration after Judge Bork was rejected by the Senate, Senator Hatch, the Reagan administration concluded, was disqualified, and the Reagan administration's view was that this kind of fix, lowering the salary for the office for the remainder of the term, was not an adequate fix. So there has been some dissent from this view from the Reagan administration, but otherwise both the Republicans and Democrats have generally taken the view that so long as when the person enters the office, the salary is no more than what it was at the start of the senator's term, that's constitutionally permissible. And I think that precedent should have some weight.
Okay, but you say this changed in the last 100 years. What was the previous precedent? Because don't you want to go back to the precedent of the founding?
Well, I think that's right, but I'm unaware of any real past precedent with regard to that. It's not like somebody tried that in 1795 and everybody said, no, of course that's not.
But see, that's what I'm saying. If there isn't this question coming up previously, then it looks like they didn't violate it or questionably violate it previously, so this is something newer. I think that leans towards it not being constitutional.
We have the text that is pretty ambiguous. So if there was some precedent at the time of the framing that said the ambiguity needs to be resolved this one particular way, then I agree that would be pretty persuasive. But the thing is, there was no such discussion around the time of the framing.
Well, then why did the problem?
Nobody had raised the issue around the time of the framing. So as a consequence, we don't have framing era precedent.
Yeah.
Then we have precedent. No, we don't. If you could point me to something, for all I know, maybe there is something that nobody has identified, but if you could point me to something.
No, I wasn't disagreeing with you. What I'm trying to say here is, if they didn't have this question raised until 90 to 100 years ago, then it sounds like they just did what Reagan did, and if there was any question, then they would do what they did with Hatch and disqualify them from from that position in the in the executive or in the judiciary.
No, it's just that this option wasn't discussed. It wasn't that it was discussed and rejected. It's just that it wasn't discussed. I actually don't know what the pattern of the era was. It may be that it was fairly uncommon for salaries to be raised or for senators to be appointed to those kinds of positions. It's hard to tell. But in any event, it isn't the kind of precedent that I think would show some deliberate judgment as to one interpretation or another. I should say I thought that it was pretty close. I do think it's pretty close on the text, but I actually lean in favor of thinking that there is no constitutional problem even under the text. Imagine that you're considering a new job, and you're kind of wondering whether there's been an increase in the salary. So you ask, well, has the salary been increased during the past year? And somebody says, well, it went up by $10,000, but then it was cut by the same $10,000. Would you say, yes, the salary has been increased during the past year? I think you probably wouldn't. I think you'd probably say, well, what I care about is the net. What I care about is the result. The result is being paid the same as it was a year ago, so it really hasn't been increased, even though there was a flip up and down.
Okay, so that brings a lot of clarity to this. Why do you think Judicial Watch then is going after Hillary for this?
Well, that's my view, but I think thoughtful, reasonable people can take an opposite view. They obviously feel that there is that this is impermissible, and they're willing to litigate it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I'm going to get them on to find out what they think about it. Shifting gears, have you heard about the new missing memos that they found in White House computers, giving more clarity to John Yoo, saying the president was basically God and his own separate branch of government, even outside the executive? Fourth Amendment doesn't apply to military operations abroad or the U.S. The memo titled RE Authority for Use of Military Force to Combat Terrorist Activities Within the United States concludes that the Fourth Amendment protections against warrantless search and seizure don't apply to military operations, even within the operations take place on U.S. soil. What do you think of that?
I haven't read the memo, but there is a pretty long-standing unresolved question about the extent to which the Fourth Amendment applies to national security matters. The court has made clear the Fourth Amendment does not apply to searches outside of the U.S. involving people who are not U.S. citizens. That's a case called Verdugo et Quidus. So,
yes.
Military operations, but also non-military ones outside of U.S. and
but
outside
sir, we
U.S.
have
citizens.
federal laws like Posse Comitatus saying the military shouldn't even be involved in domestic operations of law enforcement, period. So that right there blocks it.
So there's a case called, which is often called Keith, although it's actually U.S. v. I think U.S. District Court, which asked the question whether the Fourth Amendment applies at all to national security surveillance within the U.S. And the court has left that unresolved. This is in the 1970s. It's not clear whether this is true. My understanding, and I'm not a historian of this, my understanding is that past American practice has been that national security surveillance was done routinely without a any sense of a constitutional problem.
Really? But, I mean, why were they saying it was illegal then? They had to retroactively pass a law in Congress.
I'm sorry. You're talking about the the telephone surveillance question.
Yes.
I think the surveillance that was going on may very well have been a violation of a pre-existing federal statute. I don't think the surveillance of the telephone calls overseas
or half in the U.S., half overseas, was a Fourth
Amendment violation. It may have been a statutory one.
Do you agree with the last two Supreme Court rulings on the really slashing the Fourth Amendment to bits? I mean, why do we even have it then?
Well, I'm sorry. That kind of assumes the conclusion, right? The Fourth Amendment says there are no the government may not engage in unreasonable searches and seizures. It also says that warrants shall be issued on probable cause. The prohibition is an unreasonable searches and seizures. So the real question is, what's reasonable, what's not? Unfortunately, the Fourth Amendment doesn't tell us that.
Wait a minute, just a second.
The exclusionary rule is required.
Were you advising General Hayden when he was at the NSA? Because he got up in front of law scholars and they were tearing him up, and he on C-SPAN, and he said, "No, it doesn't need probable cause. It only needs to be reasonable." And you know that's chopping the amendment up, and then as Thomas Jefferson said, trying to squeeze a meaning in there that isn't there. I mean, the whole body of evidence and precedent is saying you've got to, it's got to be reasonable, you've got to oath or affirmation, you've got to have probable cause.
So if you want to talk precedent, especially from the framing era, the fact is that the scope of searches by the federal government in particular during the federal era was pretty narrow. But one area where they did do searches was searches of material being imported into the United States, usually to enforce customs duties and other prohibitions of contraband.
But that's under admiralty. That's under admiralty.
Well, it's not actually, I think, admiralty law technically, but the federal power to search things coming into the U.S. is part of federal power, just as federal power would be to record conversations that are coming into the U.S. So in any event, there's certainly precedent for the notion, in fact, ample precedent, that reasonableness doesn't always require probable cause. There's also precedent for the notion that sometimes it requires probable cause. I don't think these questions are at all straightforward, nor do I say the government should always win in these cases, not by any means. But I do think we have to recognize the Fourth Amendment says there shall be no unreasonable searches and seizures, and then in a separate clause it says no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. It doesn't say there shall be no searches without probable cause. It doesn't say there shall be no searches without a warrant. So the court has had to struggle with trying to figure out what this means in light of both the text and historical practice that says sometimes a warrant is required, sometimes probable cause is required, sometimes it's not.
Well, I mean, who can say that there aren't cameras in school bathrooms and there aren't face-scanning cameras going up everywhere and the police aren't wearing black uniforms and ski masks? I mean, this country's turning into a police state, and people can kind of put perfume on it all day, but it really is a monstrosity.
Well, you know, it's very hard to talk about general matters like
okay,
that.
Okay, here's an example. The Patriot Act is now being used against people, charging them as terrorists who argue with flight attendants. It's now being used in thousands of marijuana cases, as I'm sure you know, Professor.
So the Patriot Act is a whole bunch of different provisions, some of them having to do something that's straightforward.
Yeah, but they said it was for terrorists.
Well, some provisions have to do with terrorism. Some provisions are more broad law enforcement provisions.
Exactly.
The Patriot Act. It's funny how everything has in the past several years has been blamed on the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act has become a stand-in for the entirety of government law enforcement and anti-terrorism policy. Patriot Act has a bunch of different provisions. If you want to talk about particular ones, I'm happy to criticize
them.
Okay,
Section 802. Section 802. Changing the definition and broadening it. To any action that endangers human life is a violation of any federal or state law. And I'm sure you know they're using it to get around people's rights all over the United States. Local governments are. They're charging people with terrorism for spilling a Bloody Mary on an airplane.
Well, hold on one moment. So Section 802, definition of domestic terrorism. Okay, so it changes a particular provision of the federal Section 231 statute to include acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of criminal laws and that appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce the civilian population. I could keep reading. If you can point me to a particular prosecution where that's being used in order to go after things that are not dangerous to human life and that are not intended to coerce civilian population or influence the policy of government, I'd be happy to look at that and criticize that.
But stay there. Stay there. We will when we come back then. One more segment.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Okay, Professor Eugene Volokh, UCLA Law School, is our guest. This is a short segment.
I wish your butt was.
Sir, we just Googled it. In-flight confrontations can lead to charges defined as terrorism, LA Times, January 20th. I mean, you knew Section 802 of the Patriot Act. I know you've seen these. I mean, you're obviously researching all this. And it goes into all the names and people, you know, not even cussing at a flight attendant, spilling a Bloody Mary. Marijuana cases. I mean, I can pull up headlines with headlines like State of South Carolina charges thousands under Patriot Act as terrorists. And I mean, you know about that. I mean, I can read the names if you want right now, but I mean, you've got to know about that.
I do know that there's been a lot of coverage, but thanks to the commercial break, I actually looked up the case, which I think you're referring to. It's the LA Times story about Tamara Jo Freeman. It turns out she was not prosecuted under Section 802 of the Act. She pled guilty to violating a pre-existing statute, 49 U.S.C. Section 46504, which is interference with flight crew members in attendance, which sounds like exactly the sort of thing that was at issue. It's not a terrorism statute. It is true the Patriot Act touched that statute in one very narrow way. Mm-hmm. What the Patriot Act did was it changed it to say not just interference, but also attempt to interfere and conspiracy to interfere constitutes a violation not of a statute.
Why did they hold her for 3 months without a lawyer? I guess the LA Times is wrong then.
Yes. In fact, actually, I was reading some comments by a lawyer whom I know who was evaluating that says that the LA Times got it quite badly wrong on that. But certainly, if you want to, you can find the plea agreement in which she describes what's going on. And what's described is that she, as I said, it wasn't a Section 802 of the Patriot Act.
What about Section?
It wasn't a terrorism conviction.
Okay.
It was interference with flight attendant.
Well, you said that Patriot Act touched it, but what about Section?
As I said, it touched it in order to say that not just interfering with a flight attendant, but attempting to interfere and conspiring to interfere is also a crime. That's a standard legal principle that if a crime is something is a crime, so is attempting or conspiring to do it.
What about Section 213?
Okay, what about it?
I mean, go through some of the sections you don't
like. Okay. I'm sorry. So you called me by the emoluments clause. I'm happy to talk about this too, but give me a moment to find this. So Section 213 is authority for delaying notice of the execution of a warrant. That generally speaking, when a warrant is executed, somebody knocks on your door and says, "We're executing this warrant. Please step aside. We're going to search your property." Is that always the rule? Absolutely not. Let's say, for example, they execute a warrant in order to put a wiretap on setting completely aside terrorism in a drug investigation or a mafia investigation. Naturally, they don't inform the people who are being surveilled that the warrant has been executed. So what we're talking about here is we're talking about a slight extension of a pretty long-standing legal principle.
Are you for sneak and peek?
For sneak and peek warrants, the answer is sometimes yes and sometimes no. The law has never said you have to disclose every time you serve a warrant.
Sir, I understand.
Because then you can't investigate the mafia.
Sir, I understand that under the mafia rules that a lot of things expanded. But previously, I mean, is the state not getting more power and exercising more power than it had previously? Are you going to?
So the answer is that it's complicated. So, for example, let's talk about freedom of speech, which is actually the area I mostly write about.
Oh, free speech zones.
In a very broad restriction. Interesting you say free speech zones. That's what many people talk about with regard to campuses, for example. People talk about campus speech codes, which I strongly oppose and I have forcefully argued against. Up until around 1960 or so, it was generally clear that universities had almost unlimited power to impose whatever speech codes they liked. And in fact, it was basically from the 60s and 70s on that we've gotten more protection for free speech than pretty much we've ever had.
This isn't just being done on universities, and as you know, New York just lost hundreds of lawsuits on their free speech zones.
No, I agree, and as I said, I'm a big believer in campus free speech, but if you're saying we're somehow less freer now than before, the fact is up until 1960 or so, it would have been more or less an open and shut case that university is entitled to restrict whatever it pleases.
We're out of
that
time.
That was bad, but
we're
I think we're getting
time.
Better. Sure.
I mean, things are changing. It can't be denied. I mean, 20,000 combat troops for riot control, and the Army War College says they're getting ready to engage the American people. I mean, this is tyranny. And I don't think there's any way to lawyer around it, but I'm glad you do it to support more free speech. I mean, are you concerned about posse comitatus and being eroded?
My main area is free speech. I'm not certainly an expert in Posse Comitatus Act. I think that generally speaking, use of military for domestic purposes is a bad idea. Sometimes I think, for example, in riot context, use of the National Guard and similar military auxiliaries perfectly sensible.
All right, Professor, we appreciate you spending time with us. People can find you at the UCLA Law School website, and I appreciate you coming on.
It's very much my pleasure.
All right, we're going to come back into Dick Cheney saying, brace for terror attacks, give up all your rights. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to go to your calls. Ryan, James, Carey, Maggie, Laser, and others that are patiently holding. I also want to start getting into the big stack of news that I haven't gotten to yet. Peter Schiff is going to be joining us coming up in about 26 minutes from now. I want to say something about that last guest we had on. You know, I've seen most of the Supreme Court and USA Today articles and others say that they're now following international law. They're now following UN criminal court rulings, European Union court rulings, and saying that's their ultimate authority, not the Constitution Bill of Rights. And if you get classical constitutional scholars on, they would have disagreed with that guy. So that's what a lawyer does. It all sounds reasonable. It all sounds nice. But it's all 180 degrees away from the history of this country and the way those laws and Bill of Rights and Constitution were interpreted. And liberty is being eroded. I mean, the public schools are little prisons. The Fourth Amendment is waived routinely. They are introducing bills to outright eviscerate the Second Amendment. No one can deny that all of this is happening. But that's how they always do it when they claim, I'm pro-liberty, but we can do sneak and peek warrants. Well, I've had many constitutional law scholars on who completely disagree with that. So remember, just because that guy was saying he agreed with this, agreed with that, doesn't mean that that is the case. He's saying it's his opinion. And, you know, what do we do when we see a Judicial Watch article and they quote scores of lawyers and findings and court cases? We just picked one out of the bunch and got him on. We could have countless others on with other opinions. But it shows you what they're doing. They're in there just watering everything down with, oh, no, it's not probable cause. No, it's reasonable. And the government says it's reasonable. And then all these quotes about how, oh, we're going to use the military in America and no Fourth Amendment's needed. And, you know, I could have brought up to him, okay, there's Marines out at DWI checkpoints now. How is that national security? And he would say, well, I want to see the case, you know. And he said, well, the Patriot Act's not involved in this case with this woman on a plane except in one area. They held her for 3 months without charges, folks. They held her for 3 months, didn't let her see a lawyer. Now, I can go over these cases over and over again. You know, there was the case of a toy shop in St. Helena, Oregon. Puffer Belly Toys. We had her on. And she bought a magic cube, a knockoff of the Rubik's Cube. They're sold in stores nationwide. They showed up under Homeland Security and the Patriot Act and told her she couldn't tell anybody they were there or she'd be arrested under the Patriot Act because they invoked the sneak and peek provision 213, claiming that it was a gag order. You know, they tried to tell Borders books and libraries. They had to give them all their list of what people bought or what people read, or and if they told anybody, they'd be arrested. But the librarians just revolted and said no, and then it was stopped. This is secret police, and I know the cases, and I know what's going on. And they say, oh, well, it's complicated. No, it's not complicated, ladies and gentlemen. It's not complicated when Rahm Emanuel comes out and says the executive will decide whether to put you on a no-fly list or not. And there's over a million people on this thing now, and it's really a no-buy-and-sell list. When you're on that list through Patriot Act compliance, it waives the Fourth Amendment, everything. The Fifth Amendment, you have to incriminate yourself to get a car loan, a rent car, an apartment, a house, a hotel room, plane tickets. This is a control grid to snoop and track everything we do. Take Know Your Customer. That totally violates the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Oh, you want to have a bank account with us? Well, sign this contract. See, government is compelling it, so it's not a contract agreement in the free market. It's a fraud. And we'll just watch everything you do on your bank account with no warrant. It's like filling out an IRS form. Well, they go, well, we've got it. I mean, isn't that precedent? No, we didn't have it until 1913. It wasn't made mainstream for all Americans until the 50s. Things are changing for the worse. They can have lawyers try to polish it up, but it still is what it is. You know what you can't polish, folks. I'm not going to say it. But they have you fill out those tax forms every year that incriminate yourself. It says this will incriminate you. Fill it out, send it to us, and if there's any mistakes, you're a criminal. But government can make all the mistakes they want, and they make themselves exempt from all their laws. You know, people are emailing me and calling me and posting in the comment sections every time we post an article or link to a story about another Obama nominee having to withdraw, whether it's Tom Daschle or all these other people. Geithner, he didn't pay his taxes, but they say that's all right. They're going, Alex, I guess you're really telling the truth. Alex, I guess you're telling the truth. It does look like it's more than 50% of these politicians don't pay taxes or don't pay them. Folks, I'm not making that up. I just haven't pulled up the article from years ago. I mean, seen a bunch of them. Washington Post, Washington Times, where the majority of Congress doesn't pay taxes, period, or hasn't paid taxes in years. In fact, let's do this now. Guys, Google this for me. I could Google it, but I can't really talk and focus and Google while I'm on air. I guess I could, but
Google, let me give it an exact headline and try to pull it up, one of the many headlines. Hundreds in Congress in tax trouble. Hundreds in Congress in tax trouble. And then it'll say in there, the majority of them haven't even paid taxes in years. Hundreds in Congress in tax trouble, or hundreds, no, because they're not in tax trouble. Because they're not in trouble. Many in Congress don't pay taxes. That should pull it up. Now, the problem is you're clicking news, so it's all about his latest nominees. Somebody can find it if he can't, and put it up. Put it up on the PrisonPlanet.com forum. Finding stuff 4 or 5 years old is hard, but many in Congress don't pay taxes. Try over 60% of Congress not paying taxes. Congress not paying taxes, or congressmen not paying taxes. That should bring it up. Before I go to your phone calls, I do want to encourage all the listeners of this radio show to support this transmission. We are really trying to expand this operation. A lot of fresh faces here in the office. We just hired two new producers. One of them is going to do video work on 50-50. So another video editor / board op / TV director. Another producer / board operator TV director. We just hired two new customer service people, which includes shipping. We're looking at IT people this week doing interviews. We just hired, we're hiring two more salesmen, but they pay for themselves. And then we're going to hire a bookkeeper just to try to keep track of all this insanity. Because Mike's overwhelmed trying to do it all. Mike Nelson. And we're going to be able to get a lot more work done. A lot more films, a lot more TV shows, a lot more media, better websites. The website's expanding. New features to the websites. Redesign of PrisonPlanet.tv. And this is, I mean, about millions of people fight the New World Order. Certainly, the credit goes around to everybody. I'm just saying we are the biggest piece of the puzzle. There's hundreds of big pieces, thousands and millions of little pieces, but on this mosaic of puzzle pieces, we are a huge piece of that. I mean, I talk to folks all around the country, and they say, you woke me up, and everybody I talk to woke up from this radio show or from your films. The vast majority of guests we talk to say that the most support they get, the biggest response they get, isn't on other big national shows. It's this radio show. And that's because of you, the great active listeners. Well, if you think we've gotten a lot done, thanks to listeners spreading the word and taking action, think what will happen if more of you spread the word more, buy more of the books and videos, make copies of my films, give them to people, put them on Access TV. What will happen if you purchase more of the books and videos so we have the capital to get things done? I want to grow exponentially. I don't want to just stay the same size. I've waited too long. I think every day I kick myself for what we could have done if I would have taken action and expanded earlier. We're doing it now during a major implosion, but we're needed. We are needed. Our work is vital, and so we're upping our game. We are expanding everything we do because it's all been so effective. Now, I'm not going to belabor this, but we have the third installment just came out last week, The Eye of the Phoenix, America's Secret History film. We've got it for less than the folks that made it are selling it. So we have it discounted right now at InfoWars.com. Eye of the Phoenix, or call toll-free. Incredible film. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or again, order at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. You can see all of my films, a lot of other films we've been authorized to post by the makers, at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Download them to disk, burn them, get them out to folks. Great activist tool. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can even share your passcode with a few folks, but not too many. because it has a limited number that can log on to it via each passcode. You can share it with four or five people. Just tell them don't share it. Not share it with everybody, but then it would crash our servers, and we can barely pay for it now. We've really expanded the quality of PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Fabled Enemies, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Barry Cooper's films on Never Get Busted Again, Don't Get Busted, the Cop Buster films, all of this available at InfoWars.com. And they're great films, informative, and it supports this transmission and what we do here. So please check all that out today. We also have new Tyranny Response Team ball caps for $12.95. We have the little black beanies. We have new Tyranny Response Team. We have a lot of new T-shirts we're adding right now. So check out everything at the shopping cart at InfoWars.com or call and find out about discounts and different combos we have, films as low as $5.95 a piece, by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, we got about 15 minutes till Peter Schiff comes on. Then we're into the economy with him. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Ryan in Georgia, welcome. Hey, come ahead, Ryan. You're on.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't want to digress, but I've been trying to call you since last Friday to tell you this, and I'm actually just getting through now. But I just wanted to tell you what a phenomenal show you had last week Thursday when you had on Jordan Maxwell. Mostly because I didn't know much about him, and after your show, I did some research and to find out that the movie Zeitgeist was based off of him. That actually woke me up and helped me find out about you. So it was just a real full circle to find out more about him and just how important he is about a lot of the stuff that's going on now. And also, I just wanted to say that I checked out a blog site and seen the show that KRS-One did in Austin.
And I just want
to say that was really huge that you're working with him because gave me a little bit of hope that not everybody is sleeping. And for him to speak out the way he was speaking out about Obama and just what's going on to educate, because he's pretty respected in that realm. So,
well, let me just say this. I want to check into this. We streamed it live, the KRS-One interview at PrisonPlanet.tv last Friday, but that was in medium quality. We stream live in medium quality, so basically everybody with their connection can get it, and so it doesn't overwhelm our servers. But I know last week they uploaded it in super high quality for PrisonPlanet.tv members, but I don't see it up there. Did Paul Watson or did our guys ever post the super high quality KSR-1 to PrisonPlanet.tv? Guys, call Aaron in here, because I see it all over the web with hundreds of thousands of views. And it's in low quality, because by the time people copy the medium quality, it looks low quality. So we'll find out what happened with that, because I want that KSR-1 out there in high quality. That always happens. Some super interview breaks in medium quality, and then it gets all over the web, and then there'll be high-quality versions folks don't even know about. But we're going to have KSR-1 back on. He's invited me to be part of a speaking tour if I can. I just don't have the time, really. I'll at least go to one of them. And we got Professor Griff coming on Thursday. So that's going on.
It was just really good to see him all over the web, just talking. He was going in really in-depth and, of course, talked about you and how important you are. And like I said, it was just a really good feeling to see him talk so much in-depth about what's going on. And I just really also want to find out, going back to Jordan Maxwell, it was just a really big moment, and I just really want to know, when are you actually going to go out there to see him so you can try to get this information to us? Because I think what he was talking about was just, it's vital, and I'm just really eager to find out the information that you guys are planning to, to piece together and just...
Well, here's the problem. I've had a skeleton crew, and so I've not been able to do 1/100th of what I would like to. And I told Jordan, and I'm honored he wants me to make a film with him, that he needs to give me a battle plan. Because even when I have a battle plan, it takes a lot of sleepless hours to get a good film made on top of everything else we're doing. And so I left town last Thursday after I talked to him, so I need to call him today on top of everything else and see if he wants to get that done. Also, You know, I generally like working with myself. I mean, I'll go interview people for films and things. And it's not that I don't want to have somebody else honchoing something. It's that I can barely get something done when I'm honchoing it, when I'm driving the train. And time is so short. Time is so short. And so...
It was just, you know, like, you always have these shows that really just, well, for me at least, it just gives me really big chills. You know, going from Steve Quayle to Lindsey Williams back to Jordan is like when, you know, these guys announce or they just come on and they speak about really amazing news. And it's almost kind of like they give you information on what these guys are really thinking and the motives that they're planning and trying to accomplish. So that was just another one of the episodes that just really made me.
I hear you. And we're going to try to get that done with Jordan. God bless you. Take care, Ryan. Oh, make no mistake, the proof's in the pudding. When you listen to this radio show, you get as close to reality as any other media format in the world. I mean, this is it, folks. We don't play games here.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
We're going live at prisonplanet.tv. Simulcasting the radio show in 5 minutes. In fact, John, about 3 minutes. Go ahead and call Peter Schiff. I want to start the show directly with him. Thank you. Where did my guest holder go? Keeping track of this stuff. It's crazy in here. Let's go ahead and take a call from James in PA. James, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
I got a statement and a question for you. The first one is that my girlfriend's mom is an RN at a hospital in New York State. I live right on the border. And she told me that the hospital has told them to take all their extra medication and flush it down the toilet. So then you got the news saying that the medication in the water is coming from people urinating it out, which is totally BS because the hospitals themselves are flushing all these pills down the toilet.
I don't, I know they don't like them throwing it in the garbage because people raid the landfills to get the drugs, but they're supposed to incinerate old drugs. I know the abortuaries flush babies down the toilet, down the sink. I know people don't like it. They put them in blenders. I know folks don't like hearing that, but it's just the facts, what we do to our own humanity. We can rationalize it all day, but it's all about eugenics. They're pushing all over the news now, major offensive launch there. But there are water supplies that aren't connected to sewage, that aren't connected to wastewater, that shouldn't have the drugs in them. And even in the areas where it is connected to wastewater, it's at levels way above what could possibly be in there. Clearly, I mean, sodium fluoride itself is a Prozac-like drug. And so they are drugging the water supply.
I totally agree with you there. My next question is for you about Jordan Maxwell. I've been doing some research on him, and I've come to find that a lot of the stuff that he teaches comes from the mystery religions itself, like Helena Blavatsky. And his name, like, it could be his real name, but in Helena Blavatsky's Isis Unveiled, Volume 2, she states that the second part of the Nazarene Trinity is this person called Jordanius Maximus, who is the water of life. Through only him can we all be saved. And then if you go on his website and look at the, he has a little thing about researching words. One word is Jordanius Maximus, and there's a little clip next to it that says some rabbi sent him this information about Jordanius Maximus. But he's even stated himself that Helena Blavatsky is one of his favorite authors. And I was wondering...
I was about to say, this is what happens. People cover things on the air and in their own books, and then folks get it and say, oh, we found a secret about this person, when the person is openly, that's what he's covering is the mystery religions. That's what he studies. And no, his name is not Jordan Maxwell. He said on air many years ago, you know, that he picked that name up when he was first starting all this because he was getting death threats. So, I'll say things on TV. And then they'll grab the clip and say, we found this secret video of Alex when it was me on air or, you know, behind the scenes during the breaks. We skip a lot of them and openly keep talking to folks. Look, anybody and everybody that covers news and information is being attacked and you know, being gone after. And we have Jordan on because he's got a lot of key information about the New World Order. And so, of course, he's very popular. People are going to criticize him. And they criticize him even more because it gets to him. So they just do that. I mean, you know, it's research and information. Take from it what you want. It's really the bottom line. I appreciate your call. Okay, we'll be right back with the news with Peter Schiff. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.